Buckle up, Buttercup. Live from Gloucester, Massachusetts. Podcasting around the world.
Around the world.
You're listening to the Gloucestercast Podcast, a production of Joey Shimataro and Good Morning Gloucester Media. Kick back, relax, and enjoy the show with your host, Joey Shimataro, and his crew of merry castaways. No piping plovers will be intentionally harmed in the production of this podcast.
Good morning, Gloucester. It is Gloucestercast 471. We should probably say good morning, Rockport, because we're filming live.
Nice.
In sunny Rockport, Massachusetts on a 21-degree day. Kimberly Valtero is with us. New owner of the Emerson Inn, this beautiful, old school, recently renovated and gorgeous, authentic inn in Rockport, Massachusetts. We're going to talk about how her and her husband came to purchase this property. We're joined by Nicole Schraft.
Good morning.
Kimberly Valtero.
Good morning.
I'm your host, Joey Shimataro. My beautiful wife, Kate, is here with an exciting announcement. Chris McCarthy.
Morning, Rockport.
I like the energy. The dog just pooped.
Pat,
the dog just took off. I'm out. The dog is out. Yep, the dog is out. Pat Dalpiaz on the keyboard and Jimmy Dalpiaz in the back. He's our maintenance guy. Hey, Jimmy.
Joe, the only reason I did that is because on the flight home the other day, I watched Good Morning Vietnam with Robin Williams. Yeah. And I'm like, when I heard him say Good Morning Vietnam, I'm like, I think that would be nice to do it on Good Morning Gloucester / Rockport.
Feel free. We can open it. We can, you
I
can
think that's gonna be the
have
new thing.
Yeah.
So we're starting out right off the bat. We got 26 people viewing. Kimberly, let's get right into it. You are a podcast virgin, so podcast virgins we have a two-part question for you. First part is you have to assume that you are on death row, and the warden comes in and he says to you, we're going to get you a sub from anywhere, anywhere that you want a sub, but you have to name the place, and it can't be like your mother's kitchen. It has to be, well, it could be mom's kitchen, but it can't be your mother's kitchen. So you have to name what the sub is and where it would be from.
Whoa. Well, my favorite sub place is gone, so it'd have to be my second favorite, no offense, second, Virgilio St. Joseph's.
Well, that's far and away, we get the most. Would I be right?
Absolute top.
So you're right there. So the second part, death row meal. What would be your death row?
I've been ready for that question for years. So that would be a barbecued filet mignon, a lobster casserole, well done from Gloucester, obviously, and French fries, but the truffle French fries.
Yeah.
And cheesecake from the Cheesecake Factory with strawberries and whipped cream.
So Cheesecake Factory, that's on their menu?
No, it isn't, but yeah, the strawberries and whipped cream. Oh, no, they get a source from multiple places. It's my last meal.
But you have, okay, so where did the meal come from? Where did the main entree come from?
Oh, come on, it's my last meal. It needs to be from multiple places. I need the best of everything.
Name where the entree came from.
Emerson Inn.
Exactly. Yeah. The entree comes from the Emerson.
That should be the title of the meal. You're gonna have it on the menu.
So you haven't had
that's
that filet
idea,
lobster.
Death row meal.
We're still working on
death row meal.
I love that. Death row meal.
I think death row meal fits in with the vibe of the classic, quintessential Emerson Inn, right at the top of the menu. Death row meal.
When you guys come to visit, I think. But who wouldn't want steak and lobster with cheesecake?
It's true. Yeah,
I'm there. Right, I'm down with that.
That would be the most. The most specific, well described death row meal I've ever
thought out.
On the on the podcast.
Yeah, well done.
I would agree.
You just didn't mention what you want to drink with it. Other than that,
it's going to throw off our average.
Of course,
Nicole. Yes, it is.
I'd like to give a shout out to all the people that have, we like it when people comment. So far, we have comments from Joey Foote, Ed Collard, Paula Ryan O'Brien, Arlie Pett, Nina Testaverde, Lynn Scannell, Laura Mondello, Eileen Kelly, Lois Hamilton Whitmarsh, Diane Murphy, Michael Bertolino, and Pat McNally. I like, see, we got people sharing right off the bat. We don't even have to prompt them. I'm going to prompt them anyway. Joey Foote checked in to say his shoulder's coming along great.
Oh, that's great.
Brenda Grimes Davis is with us as well. If you share the podcast, we are going to have a gift. We're going to put five of these cookies, these classic.
Not those ones. We'll get you new ones.
World famous. World famous.
They are really yummy.
Thanks, honey.
I'm never coming back on.
I'm so glad you're here, honey. Okay. But well, we won't be giving those away. But I'd like to point out that these cookies are – why don't you explain what these cookies are?
The Emerson Inn cookie is a classic.
Signature.
Literally the signature cookie with the Emerson E on it has been served here for over 20 years. And my wonderful breakfast pastry chef, Gail Matthews, was so kind enough to bring some this morning for this motley crew here, so I'm really super happy.
She's got our number right off the bat.
We didn't have coffee ready, but we did have our signature cookies.
And we have a listener, can't wait to get the cheesecake at the Emerson Inn. Michelle Baker Brown.
No pressure. On the menu. No pressure on the menu.
That's from my death row menu, obviously.
Yeah. Obviously.
Yep, there you go. But that is amazing. It's like a dark chocolate, but they're a perfect coffee cookie is what that's the way I described it. It's got a nice little crunch to it, a vanilla. Yeah, I'm glad that I'm only going to eat a couple because I have to talk because I would eat the whole plate.
And you get chocolate on your front too.
Stop it. No, you get away. Just stop.
Let me get it for you, honey.
Get the makeup guy. Jim, we need makeup.
Makeup! What was that bit? What was that bit where they did with the big powder thing? Makeup.
Makeup, yeah.
What was that from? Was that Benny Hill? I don't know what it was.
Oh, get on it. Google it. That's funny.
Yeah, why don't you do that, Jimmy?
Jim just wants to have a cookie.
Oh,
the camera's going over.
The camera's going over, huh?
Oh, good. That's good, Jimmy. Good shot. Perfect. You nailed it. No, they're going. That's okay. That's good, Jim. That's good. Oh, look, he did want them. He just wanted to eat them. So, Kimberly, can you give us a little bit of your background? And because I saw you posted that this was a dream of yours to be an inn owner. And can you give us a little background of why you thrust yourself into this this kind of a lifestyle? I mean, and why the Emerson Inn?
So from when I grew up in Burlington, Mass, I worked at, well, before Burlington, well, in Burlington. We used to travel as a kid, driving back and forth to Florida, and I would collect these little soaps. And I always imagined life was so great at a hotel. We always had laughs. We were in a pool. We were really happy. And in high school, I worked at the Holiday Inn in Burlington, and I just loved it. I loved all the parties there. I really enjoyed it. And when I went to college, I thought I would be going for hospitality management, and I ended up taking a right turn to international business and worked at technology companies, which, thank God, brought me to be able to afford the tiny, tiny down payment needed to buy an inn. And so I traveled around the world looking for a beautiful inn that we could share memorable moments with friends and family. And I had friends in California where I went to school, and then I moved to Paris, France for 10 years. So I have a lot of friends in Europe and the Middle East, and I really love to have people around. And I used to have our annual family barbecue was at my house, and I'm always having parties and really enjoy people just loving getting together. Mm. And so this was really a dream come true. I'm truly, and I don't want to tell my age, but it was a very, very long time coming. When I came back to live again in Gloucester, I was looking for an inn, and I kept looking and enjoyed the whole pursuit of finding an inn and found this beauty. Someone told me it was up for sale again, which I couldn't believe. It had just been sold 5 years ago and got renovated. And I thought it would definitely be out of my price range, and somehow we managed to pull it together. And it happened, took about 9 months or 6.5 months to make it happen. And it really, truly has been a dream come true. My friend said, well, the dreams come true at the Emerson. And I hopefully we can continue that.
I think it's super interesting that you were looking really worldwide. You had certain parameters. You said you wanted to be within 40 miles of an international airport. So it wasn't necessarily Gloucester, but you loved Gloucester. And it's just so happened, and Rockport, Cape Ann. And it just so happened that you found one in the place that you already loved.
It is exactly true.
It's amazing.
We would go on holiday trips to Greece and Italy and South America and India. I mean, truly, I was totally open-minded, just 1 hour from an airport. But the places I enjoyed the most were smaller inns that were about 35 rooms. And I could not believe that it could actually be here on our rocky coast. But then I look out the window now and I see the beautiful ocean, the seaside, the rocks, and I realize it looks like the Amalfi Coast. It's a little bit chillier than the Amalfi Coast, but that really helped me make that or see that.
So, I mean, this inn has a storied tradition, a storied history. And it's recently been renovated. I mean, are there any things that you plan to do differently here, or are you planning to just continue what has already been a tremendous, tradition?
So the last 5 years, it had been privatized often. So they hosted weddings and parties, but in order to host a wedding or an event here, you had to buy up the whole hotel, which was phenomenal because you got like the inn for the night. We'd love to continue that tradition, but perhaps not as frequently, because then the restaurant wasn't open to the public and others really couldn't enjoy it as much. So I'd like to bring it back to what it was about 5 years ago, where they got awards for the wine selection and the food was French styled and beautiful, and you would come here for special occasions.
We did, yeah.
But we would like to add another layer. So they never had all day dining. And that is my goal, is to be able to offer this beautiful venue throughout the day. Mm, so imagine, imagine coming for brunch or lunch or poolside snacks or après seaside after the beach, come over here, before dinner, before theater, after theater, come over for some phenomenal desserts.
Nice.
I'm really trying to make those memorable moments last the entire day. And as well, if you're staying here to get room service, there's some phenomenal ocean viewed rooms with spa tubs. So why not just hang out in a romantic little location for a while and let me bring you chocolate covered strawberries or beautiful cookies?
I'll tell you,
where do I sign up?
We're not leaving. Yeah.
Kate and I, actually, we probably haven't been here for several years. And I think it was that period of time when you were talking about the food here. I think Doug Pappas might have been the chef here for a while and some others. But the food,
the charcuterie board,
sitting out on that deck in the summertime, and even in the fall in here, it's you have the best of both worlds, because this room is a very warm room in the fall and the winter kind of thing. And then in the summer with all the doors kind of opened and the way you're hearing the waves while you're sitting there, it's a magical place. And what we discussed earlier was there's a lot of places that try to recreate the Disney World version of this authentic place. This is a renovated, authentic, old school, gorgeous seaside inn, grand. That is not a mock-up of it. Yes. It's the real deal.
It is the real deal. And when you look around at some of these light fixtures, they are 100 plus years old, 150 years old, some of them.
Yeah. How do you know when when it started, a little bit of the history?
1850 something, but when our friend Hannah Jumper decided to ruin alcoholic fun in turn from a bar, which has been a wonderful bar for years and years, it turned from a bar to a boarding house or a place where people stayed. And then folks from Boston, this was a such the place to come and vacation. Folks from Boston came to Rockport, and there were these big magical hotels all around Cape Ann. And that is when this really started. By 1920 something, they brought in the new part, which again is not that new, but it did almost double the building and certainly created this big old space for us to use. It used to be just that side. So yes, it's quite old. And we've had amazing guests from Emerson and Thoreau, not under any time anyone I know is Rain, but obviously. But I have heard other famous people tuck away here because it's not, it's certainly not off a main street. You kind of have to know it's here.
So Kim Kardashian could come here and not be stalked by the paparazzi, is that what you're saying?
I don't know. Kim might get stalked by the paparazzi.
Scotty Mack has a question. Do you plan on doing events and weddings?
We do. In fact, we've got a lot of dates available for small, intimate weddings this year. So if you have to reschedule your wedding, we can do those very cozy, small ones. And we do have this wonderful grass for a ceremony outside. It really is a great space. So yes, we do, but caution. It is Rockport, and we are very respectful of our neighbors. We want them to love us from today and another 50 years. And having, I had Scotty Mack at my 50th birthday party, and it was phenomenal. We rocked it out, but I invited all my neighbors. But here, I'm not so sure we can invite all the neighbors to everybody's wedding. So therefore, we have to respect the noise limitations. And we tend to do smaller bands. Jazz quartet type things, guitars, Mari Martin maybe singing in a corner, perhaps a little bit more of a band, but we, maybe not a outdoor concert.
So any trumpets? Any trumpet players?
We should have trumpet players.
Yeah, Jimmy.
Right?
Jimmy, the flugelhorn.
The flugelhorn.
Jimmy, get the flugelhorn.
Yeah,
why not? Anybody? Or banjo? Anyone know us?
We play taps every morning to wake up to guests.
What a silhouette right there.
How about a ukulele?
By the way, sunrise is right out here all summer long.
One of my favorite memories is having dinner out on the deck in October when it was my birthday, and the full moon was rising up over the, and the meal and the scenery.
Were you in the jacuzzi with Jimmy?
No,
Nicole had a question, and her question was that back in the day, I guess, and she knows this, I didn't know this, that you could rent the jacuzzi by the hour. Is that still available?
Funny enough, I tried to resurrect this Rockport spa that I heard a lot.
There's a backstory to that question. Why do you always throw me under the bus? It came up in the parking lot at Bradford Ski Area last night that some friends had had done that for years, that you could come and rent it for the hour. I actually had never done that.
Do you get a coin when you check in?
Right.
You have to put it in the machine, like the place on.
I really wanted to resurrect the spa area. That was on my top list because there's a sauna in there and then there's a spa, but apparently the roof is too low for today's standards.
Before we go on any further, because I didn't want to, I want to make sure that people that heard that you have some spots available for weddings. I know there's a lot of people looking for weddings. Can you give us right now, if someone wanted to contact you about a wedding, what is there a telephone number?
events@emersoninn.com.
Pat, you're gonna put that in, right?
So I need to double check if it's the emersoninn.com. Sorry, and it's on our website.
What's the regular website then?
Is Emerson Inn by the Sea? Not to be confused. Oh,
emersoninnbythesea.com.
emersoninnbythesea.com.
And if you go there, there'll be contact information if you want to book a wedding.
Thanks.
When are you? You got that going, Pat?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. When are you going to be open?
We're hoping by May 1st.
No, just in time for the season.
And ideally, we'll probably do a soft opening and then a real good public. Everything is ready to go by July 1st.
And the dining room will be open to the public?
By July 1st, yes. Okay. That is my goal. We do have some private events that have already been booked that we are absolutely going to honor, assuming Governor Baker allows us to honor that.
Yep.
And that's most of June is booked out for those.
Well, as soon as you know, you just let us know and we'll put it up on the blog for you.
I hope we'll be having a welcoming party, a grand opening of some kind.
We need our media press passes by then.
Absolutely. You guys are on the invite.
This would be a great place for like a Good Morning Gloucester Christmas party.
It would be, yeah.
For the employees of Good Morning Gloucester.
For the richer of the employees, at the higher end of the pay scale.
Yeah, not the merry castaways.
No, right.
No, they wouldn't be invited, but.
What did she call us? The rogue assassins? I forget. How did you characterize it?
The Motley Crue.
The Motley Crue. Yeah. Rogue assassins, Motley Crue. So,
So, Joey, we just asked, there's 36 rooms here. I wasn't sure how many rooms there were. There's 36. It's a perfect size.
It is a perfect size for
jacuzzis?
Family reunion. You know, funny enough, we don't even have one jacuzzi anymore. Mm-hmm.
Oh, no jacuzzi?
There's a pool, though. There is a pool.
I know. Ooh,
we do have another secret that I'm not going to tell now, but later.
Teaser. That's what they call in the business, a teaser.
It is going to be the best place on the island, Joe's here. I can assure you.
Really?
Are you going to tell us when the camera shuts off?
Yes,
now I'm. No, you're not.
Yeah, I'm going to have to wait. But I promise you it'll be worth it.
What will it be? We're going to start guessing.
That is amazing.
We've got some good stuff in
store. Any guesses? Any guesses?
Tiki bar outside.
Some shuffleboard.
Shuffleboard.
Bocce ball. We're all about our yard games.
The you best place on the ball. Island, and you're going to go with bocce ball? Aim high.
I love bocce ball.
Well, there you go.
I foresee myself on your lawn regularly when allowed.
Remember those old school hotels that had the long thing.
Poker.
The shuffleboard.
Poker.
Shuffleboard.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that the official name for the
poker
shuffler? Poker.
Pretty sure that was in the movie Some Kind of Heaven somewhere along the way. Shuffleboard.
I'm sure. Yeah.
Our hope is to have more lawn games. So lawn games are going to be super fun and bocce. And when in France, they call it pétanque, which is just like the bocce ball.
Pétanque.
Yeah. So we're going to do our best.
That's exactly what candy kids want.
Bring in lots of European flavors. My husband's from Belgium, and having lived in France for 10 years, there's lots of things that I adore, especially the alcohol that goes around those European things.
So hey now. Kate's like, I really like her. I knew I liked her.
So in Italy, you would have aperitivo, which is lots of small things that you eat with your spritzer, which has become a very famous or popular.
Spritz.
An Aperol spritzer. Yes, exactly. And then in France, you would have a bottle of rosé during apéro, which would be that drink you have before dinner. You always have to drink before dinner. That is a necessity.
Well, you can't day drink if you don't get started.
Exactly.
How does that
go? Exactly.
And then all day if you don't start in the morning. Is that what you're trying to
say? Yeah, something
exactly.
Like that.
Exactly. And then in Spain, when you have not the best wine, you add soda to it. And then you're drinking all day at the pool with something that's very refreshing, a little bit lighter. And so we're going to bring all these wonderful little Spanish, French, Italian specialties. And let's not forget Irish coffees in the evening, right?
Mm. There you go.
Is there a spot for boaters to park their boat and walk here?
Oh, that would be phenomenal. Pigeon Cove is just around the corner, but I understand there's something like a 20-year wait to get a slip there. So if you know someone with a boat over there, there's certainly quite a few lobster boats. Actually, you would know that.
Mm-hmm. But do they have some transient docks over at Granite Pier or Pigeon Cove?
I don't know.
I thought Granite Pier might have some transient slips that you can pull up in for a little while.
So fun. That would be so fun.
You have to put a dock in. One of these days.
Oh, wouldn't that be great?
It's going to be next to impossible to put a dock. dock and open to the Atlantic Ocean.
Well, the town does own that part, so if they wanted to, they could, obviously.
They'd have to build a breakwater, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you get wiped out. Any kind of wooden structure going out directly into the ocean from here would be demolished on a yearly basis because the storms are...
We can't bring our boat over.
As of late, you've had some whales right off your coast. It hasn't, it's mm-hmm. not normally the case, but the last, I'd say, 4 or 5 years have been humpbacks and the say whales, right? A couple of the year before that, right off your lawn.
Yeah. So well, there's, by today's standards, like you could pull into T Wharf. Actually, Nina Testa already just mentioned this. You could mm-hmm. pull into T Wharf and shuttle. Mm-hmm. You could get an Uber from there or anything. It's not too far from here. So that's, I mean, it's just amazing. I love the space. We should give a shout out to your husband, Bart.
Bart.
I imagine he's part of this too.
Thank God. Kind of, maybe. He's very supportive. He's on the financial side of this. So he keeps me from overspending. It's so easy here, but he does. He tries in vain.
He's chuckling from the couch over there.
Oh, is he listening?
Oh, he is.
Whenever I talk about money, he's listening.
Yeah. His ears are like ding, 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 ding.
Money and golf. But a friend of mine told me that you can buy golf balls that are fish food, that are biodegradable, and they feed the fish. So I'm like, holy cow, we're going to have, like you do skeet shoeing on a ship.
Oh, that'd be
we're
going
to do golf ball lobbing or whatever.
You're going to put some teas out there and you just hit the golf balls right into the ocean.
Because they're biodegradable. So it's like, because everybody's done that at one time. I mean, I did it at my old condo on the back shore. I would just knock golf balls into the ocean. I mean, that's probably not a good thing.
You're cool.
But that was back in the day when it wasn't so.
Who was it, George Costanza?
Who with the humpback whale?
Yeah.
Great reference. Tremendous reference. All right. So, is there anything else you'd like to add?
I'd like to add a ton of things, but I won't. I will just
No. Anything. Hey, look, get to this part. This is interesting right here.
The events and the activities.
That you'd like to have here.
Yes. Yeah, so ideally, we will be hosting events and activities such as clam bakes on a very regular basis.
Nice.
Some of the parties that I used to love to hold at home, I'm like to hold here. So white parties, Mardi Gras parties, Great Gatsby parties.
Are you talking about for your guests or for the public?
For everybody.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's exciting.
I mean, obviously limited. You can only get, I think.
Maybe we could partner up and actually push it. Like the Good Morning Gloucester White Party at the Emerson Inn.
That's a phenomenal idea because I feel terrible. I live in Gloucester, and I know it's really hard for people to make that 3-mile drive up there.
No, not for this place.
So Kate and I, we
were probably on a once every 3-week rotation here 4 or 5 years ago.
If you build it, they will come.
That's right.
I think that's a
huge tremendous party. We will come.
When that train starts running again, which I hope it is, right, then you have the trolley and the train right down the street. So you have easy access.
Right. We
do
the
have
to
anybody. Kata also will bring you here pretty regularly if you want to take the trek. That would be great.
I'm all about using taxis or Ubers if we're going out having a few drinks. I don't know why.
And if you are going out having a few drinks, stay over. Right?
There you go.
Just stay over. Come and spend the weekend. You'll feel like you've gotten away and you haven't gone very far.
On the white party.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, have everybody just hang out here and stay. We'll have it on a Friday night because I have Saturdays off.
It's about your schedule.
Yeah. Mike Codair says Emerson Inn always had Camus below market value, like under $100 a bottle. Yeah, good, nice. See, Mike Codair. Listen, as crazy and as insane as Mike Codair is, he always has good input on the podcast.
And he likes value.
And he's about. Well, I don't know if he's a. He's not a hardcore value guy like you are.
Oh yeah.
Not me.
The 50-cent roll toilet paper that we have now at our house.
I am following Emerson Inn right now. It's official. Instagram, follow. I'm now.
You just made it happen.
I'm Emerson Inn because I want to be the one notified when you're having all these parties.
Yeah.
I'm doing that right now as well.
Please do. I guess we're going to have to start up our Instagram account again. We're on it. But we haven't been on it Normally they're closed in the winter.
Oh, right.
That's another thing.
I mean, we wished everyone a happy new year, 2021.
Definitely stay. Oh, that was nice of us.
I think it was your husband who did that.
Thank God for doing that. Well, we've only had it for a week, so I can't take credit for any of that. But we will be open at least through the holidays. And if I can figure out how to insulate this place and keep people warm after that, we will. But definitely through the holidays.
That's great.
So please keep it on your agendas. And I'd love to partner up. If you have an audience that want to come out, hang out, spend a few nights.
We could make a special. We could definitely make a special event. Oh, and absolutely. I think I've been to white parties. I've never hosted a white party. You know what? I always wanted to do when I was younger and single. I always wanted to do a sundress and a bow tie party.
Oh,
and that's it. Kate. Just a bow tie.
Oh, like you've talked about that with like the like Nantucket. Like
yeah.
What's the Instagram page? Isn't there one that we follow?
I think we should have a toga party.
Like that, like
another toga. I love that.
Yeah, toga party.
I don't know. Well, she was trying to say that she wanted the neighbors to not hate her. So.
Yeah.
We'll behave.
Yeah, oh yeah, it'll be quiet. Yeah.
The first party, the McCarthy comes down.
It'll be quiet.
Shut down Emerson.
So there you go.
GMG, I can see it now. GMG shuts down Emerson Inn.
Yeah.
Breaking news.
Yeah, maybe we don't want our name on it. Maybe we would go underground with it. Right? Yeah.
So it's too bad you don't know a lobster place that could provide lobsters for claim bakes.
Yeah.
Too bad you don't know anyone who does that.
I like the way you're thinking.
And I'm a clammer too. I have my clamming license.
Oh, yeah. Phenomenal.
You are. Phenomenal. He is not. Okay.
He's not.
I have my clamming license.
He's a rogue clammer, is what he is. Rogue. No, he does have a license. So we went out. He has his license. He got a bunch of these clams, and we pulled up to right on the edge on the boat, right next to where the kind of the water drops off. And he hung them over in a mesh basket alongside the boat. And as the tide went down, all the clams were smashed to pieces.
Yeah,
so it happened.
I fed the crabs.
Yeah,
the crabs were very happy.
So the nudist night, is that what you want?
Nudist night.
Is that you? Kate was referencing this comment right here. No, GMG nudist night. So there's that.
There's options. Oh, we do have two parts of the hotel, so we can keep you guys in the nudist.
The soundproof.
Exactly.
So there's that. All right. Well, that's awesome news. We're looking at May 1st, did you say, potentially? But you'll send us a press release when you're open for business.
Absolutely.
And the restaurant's rocking, and we'll take it from there.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. You going to hang out with us? I would love to. I'd love for you. But you can do whatever. If you're busy, you can do whatever.
You know what? I'm going to let you substitute in your other.
Jimmy?
Jimmy.
All right. Jimmy's
come
coming in.
Jimmy. And I'm going to stand by and like hoot and holler, or maybe I'll do some commenting.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you for coming down here.
Oh, like, you're welcome.
It's been great.
You're most welcome anytime. Make it a quarterly event to host here.
Oh, there we go.
That's awesome. Thank you, Kimberly. Sure. Kimberly Valtero and her husband Bart.
Much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Bart.
What's the name of that hotel in Newport, Rhode Island?
Cliff House?
Is that with the big lawn?
Is it Cliff House, maybe?
People just go and hang out on the lawn and drink.
Yep.
Yeah, that's
what we're going to be doing here.
This place could remind me of that place.
100%.
We're in.
So there you go. So I think we should get down to our big story here. My beautiful
breaking news.
My beautiful wife Kate just has signed on to become the latest real estate advisor. We can't call them agents; they're advisors at Engels and Volker.
Yeah,
yes.
That's me.
That's you.
Yeah,
it's very exciting.
Very exciting.
And so I know you've always been interested in real estate.
Yes.
It's been a passion of yours. You're always driving around and you're looking up prices and stuff like that. Can you tell us what, just like we talked about with Kimberly, what brought you to wanting to be a real estate advisor?
Well, so many things. I just love it. I love homes. I love looking at homes. I love looking at, you know, the different types of homes. I've bought, I've sold, I enjoyed that process from condos to, you know, homes, to selling homes, renovating homes. And I know it's something I've always wanted to do. I had the time to do it. So I took advantage of being off from work for a few months, and here I am.
And because I think the people that follow Good Morning Gloucester are by and large people that are passionate about this area, which I know you grew up in Hamilton.
Yes.
You worked at the Manchester Athletic Club as, what was your title there?
When I left, I was a director of sales.
Director of sales. And you've been in all of these communities in high profile positions. You've been a business development manager for a luxury hotel brand. Mm-hmm. And I think that because Good Morning Gloucester has this reach and you have access to Good Morning Gloucester, I just think it's going to make so much sense to use this platform and your vast, I mean, you know people in every corner of our community. And I just think it's going to be a really nice fit for people that maybe, what are the type of people that you're looking for to potentially help?
Well, for instance, somebody like Pat and Jim coming here from upstate New York, fell in love with Gloucester, you know, and wanting to relocate, you know, somebody like Chris McCarthy, downsizing, coming to Gloucester, you know, and loving the city for all it has to offer, from the ocean to the restaurants, bars, Emerson Inn in Rockport, you know, just and somebody, I don't know, anybody really, but really focusing on those people that are falling in love with Gloucester, wanting to sell their big homes, you know, get away from the high tax rate, come to Gloucester and just kind of enjoy life here.
Yeah. Yeah. What's the first step, Kate? Let's go with the New York people, okay? We'll just pull that up. So if somebody's watching it from New York and everything, is the first step they look at a place and say, hey, what can you do? Or they call you and say, this is what we want.
Well, I would suggest that they would reach out to me directly and we figure out what they want, you know? Talk about it. Is it a home? Is it a condo? Is it, you know?
Absolutely.
What's your budget? Yeah. First and foremost, yeah. Are we going a million or are we going, you know, 250? Yeah. But I would say the first thing to do is, and I'll have my information listed, is to send me an email, reach out to me, and let's set up a time to chat, whether it be virtual or in person.
Yeah, nowadays, especially for people that aren't necessarily here right now, they can reach out to you. Pat, can you put her email address?
Sure.
You know, I'll just hand it to you. I'll find it. But yeah, I mean, if you're not physically in Cape Ann, you know, you're out of state, out of country, you know, whatever it is, you know, and if there's an open house going on or a house that you want to see, I can go. I can do, you know, FaceTime the tours with you. I mean, with technology today, we can do so much. So
I know that would really help having someone to guide you, even if. You have so many questions and you don't know who to ask and stuff. And there are some agents, it's all about, well, you know, it's about me. And it's about make sure you remember me and stuff. And I don't see that. Not with you, Kate. You're out, you're helping everybody. You're somebody that would go out and make sure that they feel comfortable and that will bring them to you. I can see that.
Yeah, I mean, everything I do, not to like toot my own horn, I don't do things half, you know what. Just,
we can say yes on this podcast.
Can I do it?
Yes.
I don't do things half-assed. All right, people, like if you want something, I'm going to help you and I'm going to get what you want, get what you need.
So look at this. Brianne Casso says, I'm sending your contact info to a friend today.
Thank you.
She's our neighbor. Hi, Brianne. How are you?
Thanks. Yeah. I mean, I'm so excited to do this. It's a new venture for me. I've been studying became something that I was just crazy with, and I actually enjoyed it. I enjoyed learning, as crazy as it sounds. I was very excited to toss my flashcards in the recycling bin when I was done. But I learned so much, and I enjoyed taking the classes, and I enjoyed studying. And I mean, Joe can tell you, I spent hours taking practice exams, and I liked it. And when I passed my test, it was kind of like, okay, well, now what? Like, what am I going to do now? Let's go. Let's sell.
But it's so wonderful that you felt really accomplished you know, passing the test, doing the studying, and getting on the way to what's been a dream for you.
Yeah.
So that's amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody can do that. Yeah, that's
thanks.
Awesome.
I got in my car, and, you know, I've learned so much from Karen Hansen, with Engels and Booker's. I've learned so much from her. She's such an inspiration. Love her. And the first thing I did, well, I FaceTimed you. You guys were together, right?
We were.
So you two were the first to know. And then the next thing I did was I got in my car, and Karen has taught us to do all different types of things, reach out to people, not just send an email, but to pick up the phone, to send audio, to text, to send video text. So I took a video of me in my car, and I was like sweating from just being so excited, nervous, and everything. And I started dancing, and I sent it to her. So,
are you sweating now?
No, it's bad. So yeah, no, I'm very excited, and I just want to go. You know, I let's do this, people.
So I think that it's just a perfect opportunity if you're someone, because I get routinely stopped in the streets by people that found that some of them didn't even know, hadn't been to Gloucester, didn't really think of coming to Gloucester, but some story on Good Morning Gloucester was sent to them, or they found it by some search or whatever. They started following the blog. They fell in love with the area through the blog and just became obsessed with moving here. Rich Bean, there's people, I could count probably 10 people right off the bat that just fell in love with the town and through the blog. But I think Kate, being such a people person, she's not hard to look at, obviously. You don't even need to be biased. She's just beautiful. But to set up a meeting, whether it's virtual or not, come down to Gloucester and have a cup of coffee and discuss what your wants and needs are. And I guarantee you there isn't anyone that'll work harder than she will to make it happen.
Hey, GMG people out there, just remember, Kate is Joey approved.
There you go.
Thank you. But before we move on to anything, I have to say that Chris's wife, Charlene, has been so supportive and so helpful and also very inspiring.
I love her.
Love her.
I love everybody in Handles and Bowl.
Yes.
How exciting to, you know, all of us, we all joke around a lot, those of us on Good Morning Gloucester, but we all know that the roots of Good Morning Gloucester, too, are sharing this community that we're all passionate about and at all different levels. We all love, so aside from Good Morning Gloucester, you know, you get so excited when friends from out of town or college friends or family come to visit because we are passionate about this place and showing them all the nooks and crannies. Yeah. And then the next level is you get to do it for Good Morning Gloucester and you get to share why we love this to a broader audience. And now to be able to not just come and visit, but you want to make this place your home. And now Kate can help with that. And it's just, you know,
that's a great,
what a next level way of sharing this place that we all fell in love with.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very proud of you.
Thank you.
Very proud of you.
Thanks for having me.
I do have
it. Today.
I get you all the time. I get you all the time.
We have to fit you in. I mean, it's a pretty busy schedule. I'm glad we convinced Joe to fit you in.
Thank you, guys.
Other topics you wanted to cover.
I see Kate meeting with clients on the sofa out here.
Having an Aperol spritz on the
Aperol spritz,
right here at the Emerson Inn.
Oh, meeting
while in the hot tub.
Not first meeting, Jim.
I'm gonna make this announcement right now. If you buy a purchase or sell a home with Kate, you will get a free year of advertising on any one of my auxiliary sites: Cape Ann Home, Cape Ann Wellness,
awesome.
Or Cape Ann Eats. Yeah, there you go. You get a good thing. So we're going to get to our other topics. Did you have anything you want to add, honey?
No.
Just remember to bring home the milk.
There you go. I saw this on Facebook. Zach Sears shared it. Our very good friend from Minglewood, Zach Sears, sent it. Gloucester Cinema offers special theater rentals for safe movie viewing. So you can rent a whole theater and you pick your choice of movie at Gloucester Cinema. $50, you rent out a whole theater.
Wow.
And you can have like a party. You could do whatever. I don't know if you could bring booze in there or not. I don't know if, like,
legally, you probably can't.
But they're not checking your bag on the way in the door. Wait, is that what you're saying?
They're not checking your Yetis.
They're not checking my Yeti. My Good Morning Lobster Yeti.
Yeah.
No. I don't think you can. Okay. We rented out for Connor's birthday.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, we rented out, and I think you can pick, you know, whatever movie they have. I think you can choose it, and they do the popcorn. For the kids, they have a little $5, like, drink popcorn candy. It's the best.
Yeah, it's a tremendous value. And the price to go out of town to see a movie is bananas. When the price
last year?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Imagine, like, teenagers going on their first date.
Yeah.
Oh, because we went to the movie out of town.
Yeah.
And we could not believe, like, a pretzel.
A pretzel was $13?
Yeah, it was something bananas. And we were like, why? You know. And could have gone to the Gloucester Theater, and it would have been a quarter of the price. Yeah. Like, oh my God, what are we doing?
The owner's very nice too.
Yeah, who is? I don't know the name of the guy.
We family. Went about a month ago to see News of the World. It happened that we were the only people in the theater. So, but it's well maintained. It's close by. It's reasonably priced. Friendly atmosphere.
Seats are real comfortable.
Yeah, they are. They've
redone
it.
Yeah,
So there's that. I saw another little find online. Alchemy is coming back. Serenity Group's Alchemy, which was on Duncan Street, and is now the Breakwater Roasters' home, is going. They're going to open it at Linfield Marketplace. Alchemy, which is a big space for them. Yeah. I think they have I think I read that their group is up to 11 restaurants.
Yeah.
And again, we say it every time, if you are a part of that in their rewards program, you get that on that virtual card online, or just look up Serenity app. You're great.
They also have that new restaurant at Route 114 in Middleton, Maggie's Farm. So for those of you who've been to Maggie's Farm, they moved out of that location to a brand new location that they built from the ground up.
Oh,
and
is it bigger?
It's bigger.
Yeah.
My understanding, it's bigger. I haven't been there, but again, if you're a Serenity Group fan, we have to make a stop there. And I can't remember. I think where Maggie's Farm used to be, there's a Mexican restaurant there, which I think might be under the Serenity Group umbrella.
I want to say you're right, and I can't. But I can't place it.
But if it isn't, sorry.
Let's
Mexican
just say
food still.
Pat, you had a shout out for Cape Ann G. Clay?
Yes, I wanted to thank James and Anna. I had been in touch with our Rotary Club in New York. Our town, our local area, is celebrating its 200th anniversary. I know Gloucester's getting ready to celebrate their 400th, but the town of Colesville in New York is getting ready to celebrate their 200th anniversary in 2021. So some events are being planned, and the Rotary is planning some of them. And I reached out and offered to have note cards printed with some town of Colesville photos on them so that they could sell and do some fundraising for the celebration. So I called James at Cape Ann G. Clay, and he knew exactly, you know, I said, I want the same kind of setup I had with my other orders, and he knew right what that was, and he said, send me the images, I'll send you the proofs, which came next day, and it's just excellent service, and I'm hoping to pick them up soon and get them to our Rotary Club, and I don't know, they just great service, it's just been great service.
CapeAnnGClay.com. I just put the link up there for you, Pat.
Thank you.
See, we're working together.
You were way ahead of me on that one.
Nice work. Joey Foote says the popcorn that he won was yummy.
Oh, that was the Gloucester ice hockey. The girls, I think it was the girls ice hockey team was doing a fundraiser.
Right.
Funky something.
Who was the person that donated it, though?
I did. We did, Jim and I.
Oh, you bought it?
Yes.
But who did you buy it from?
Gifted it.
Oh, they were selling it as a fundraiser.
Yes.
The girls' hockey?
Yes.
It's great.
Yes.
That's awesome.
So is that considered a re-gift?
That's a good question. You know what? That's kind of a good question. No, they purchased it to sell.
Yes, of course.
That was just a very generous thing that Pat and Jim
You know what was a re-gift, though, would be the peanut M&Ms last week.
Right. That was a re-gift. Called, that's a classic
that would
re-gift.
Be called a re-gift.
Yeah. That's a classic re-gift.
That was a gift that Pat gave away.
I'm just glad that no one got it that had a peanut allergy.
That
would have been awkward.
It would have been on them because we we were open about it containing peanuts.
Scoony Boo Boo and Amy are with us.
Good morning.
So that's nice to know. I would like to thank Pat and Jimmy and our friend Ipswich River Crafts. Mm-hmm. We got our Kate. What did you think of the sign?
I loved it.
It's gorgeous.
I loved it.
It's very.
I want to redesign my basement just to,
just like, around that sign,
like, just like a focus point. I mean, it's a perfect spot for it, but.
I'll put the link right there.
It was like three different spots.
Okay.
He was running around the house showing everybody.
I think outside on that thing would look really good. Jimmy, this is your job.
Okay.
You're gonna hold it up there. Right?
Yes.
Can you get off? Right, can you even hold one?
He can do this.
Jimmy,
yellow stripe on the left.
Fingers are in the way.
So these are car magnets, refrigerator magnets, and that Pat and Jimmy purchased the one that says G. Those are nautical letter magnets. And Michael Bertolino won last week. He won, and he got his.
And that says GMG.
And that says GMG.
Did you get permission to use GMG?
Well, we're getting a little slice of the profits. I didn't want to tell you. If you do the same, we'll get a reduced amount.
I'm gonna put underwear together. With GMG
again.
Again.
What kind of underwear?
Sling. Invited to the white party.
Sacks. SAXX.
Oh, instead of Spanx, Saks.
Yeah.
Oh, Saks. That could be big.
No, there is a men's underwear brand out there called Saks.
Yes.
You can buy them at Gibley's. It has a pouch.
For the Franks and the Beans?
Franks and the Beans.
Is this when I get to leave?
If I don't get to leave, that seems like a segue into the last topic.
It holds everything together. Very nicely.
Okay.
So what is it? Like just a string that goes around, but it has the
regular
pouch?
Underwear, but swear to God, there's a nest.
Oh, it's built into.
Yeah, the only reason I know.
So it's like support.
It's support. It contains everything.
So as you get older and things may droop a little bit,
this holds your
stuff together.
Right. I went into Ghibli's to buy a few things a couple years ago, and I think I had a gift certificate, and I had a little extra, like $20 extra.
So you bought a pair?
So I bought a pair. Yeah. Yeah. I don't have them anymore. I don't know where the hell they went.
Connor probably stole them.
Yeah, someone. Yeah.
Connor probably. Connor probably wearing them on his dates.
Oh boy.
That is crazy. Chris, can I just say something? We were talking about this on the ride here. So you just came back from Hawaii.
I did.
And you were talking about, because we, before you left, because I had been to Hawaii a long, long time ago. And my theory was that you can get 90% of Hawaii without the long, long flight time and the huge expense. By just going to like St. Lucia or something like that. And you kind of came back and you corrected me in saying it's a little bit more than the 90%.
Yeah.
That was your feeling.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean
it's a little less. You don't get 90% of the thing. You think there's a lot more in Hawaii.
It's a pretty special place. Yeah. I mean, this is the first time we've been to Oahu. A few years ago, we went to Maui and Kauai, which were beautiful. Oahu is much larger. It has Waikiki Beach. It's basically a city. So it was interesting to experience that. But you can easily get away from the city when visiting Oahu. But the mountains, the beauty is just through the roof. Mm. Again, when you go down to the Caribbean, it's beautiful. But I don't know, there was, when I was there, I was thinking about our conversation and said, you know, I'm glad that, you know, we
made
the trip.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go there every year.
Right.
But I think once every 5 years to go to Hawaii and experience it is pretty special.
Yeah.
And one thing I did notice, and I didn't recognize this when I visited Maui and Kauai, is they love their rice. They serve rice with freaking everything. I mean, literally for breakfast, you would get like scrambled eggs, ham, and rice. They have this dish called Coco Loco, which is rice with like a steak patty or hamburger patties with this brown gravy and an egg on top, and you just like cut it all up into the rice. I mean, unheard of. What they also have is what's called mushubi, M-U-S-U-B-I. Mushubi.
Is that a cannabis product?
This is not a cannabis product, but this is basically a stick of rice.
It looks like a brick of something.
Spam. They're also spam lovers with seaweed wrap.
A nori.
Around it. A nori.
Wait, and how long has
that not been refrigerated?
No, it's only in my pocket. It's been fully refrigerated. So I brought this because we all have to try it.
Listen. That's been in your pants pocket? No, I'm not eating it.
With your sacks.
It was in his sacks.
He had his sacks. Hey. That's how he warmed it up.
Yeah.
That's how he warmed it up for us. He put it in his pocket.
You got to try this.
I'm always happy when our guests do.
Is that why there's a plate with a knife?
Yeah.
Whenever they think about staying.
Are you really going to make us try this?
You have to try it.
I'm a vegetarian.
Oh, my God. It looks disgusting.
Literally, you go to any
place. Wait. Have Jimmy bring it up to the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hold on. Wait. Have Jimmy bring it up to the thing.
Cross section.
This looks disgusting.
It's called mushubi. I don't know if I'm.
I don't know if this is
right.
Going to be worse than the tripe.
No, it is very good.
Now is that.
I mean,
you gotta go closer, Jim.
Closer.
You gotta go closer. Right there. Closer. That's good, Jim.
But you literally go into any.
Even the dog is look at.
The dog is like, horrified. The tail got tucked between the legs. He's shaking uncontrollably. No. But don't do that.
They serve it with teriyaki chicken. This happens to be a spam one. They have a fried spam. They put all kinds of different toppings.
It's heavy on the plate.
Did you eat it?
I ate too many of them.
February 20th. Best eat currently or refrigerate after purchase.
Which it's been fully refrigerated.
Yeah, and
on the flight, that 85-hour flight.
On the flight home, it was in my sacks.
I'll pass. Thank you.
And it was damn cold in that plane.
You have to try it. I'm telling you.
No.
Joe.
I'm doing it for the podcast.
All right.
The only reason I'm doing
it. Smell it.
No, I'm I swear to God. Joe, I swear to God. It is good. You're going to love it.
How can... But you, the flight home, where
Don't
was it?
Don't worry. It was cold in the plane.
Joey, don't do it.
Joe, you have to. It is outstanding.
Wait, did you get one? If you're not doing one, I'm not doing one.
Believe me. Hold it. I didn't cut it all the way
through.
Why are
you doing the one with the seaweed?
Because the seaweed, that's the full experience. Give one to Jimmy.
Oh, he took the time.
No, thanks.
I'm telling
this
you.
This is not going to be on the menu,
it's, you know,
right?
It's just a spam. I wouldn't eat spam. No. If it works. Right.
We're doing this for the podcast.
On this label.
I'm telling you. It's good. Want me to take the first bite?
This is called mushubi.
Mm.
You guys are gross.
Sure, right? Mm.
How does it compare to tripe?
Come on. What are you making the face? It's beautiful. No?
I got the spam part. I'm
all
right.
Do you want some water?
I'm going to enjoy this Emerson delicious cookie.
Yeah, there we go.
Wash it down.
Yeah, much better.
Joe, you're speechless.
It is not appetizing.
Joe, I
taste a hint of cotton.
Cotton?
Cotton.
Spanx.
Yeah.
I need water.
Polyester? Need water. Do you taste some polyester?
Is there another water? Who's
you
water?
Know the phrase, eat my shorts?
That tastes like...
I can't believe.
I'm sorry.
Oh, Chris.
This is good stuff. All right, I'll bring the teriyaki chicken on in.
Which takes us to our next topic. Yeah.
I don't know if Joe wanted to cover that.
No, I was just kidding.
We're not going to cover that.
We're not going to cover that, but if we were going to, it would have led nicely.
I'm telling you.
I'm taking two Altoids.
Would you like
Altoids? No, because
I have an Altoid.
So
you know how many of these my son and I ate, Brandon?
Probably a lot.
I'm gonna say if that was fresh, right out of where they manufacture it, it probably wouldn't be horrible.
If they serve it hot?
No, they do serve it hot. Yeah.
It probably wouldn't be horrible.
And put it on the other side and sit on it.
That's it. Then I'm bringing you guys gifts. ever again when I come back.
Isn't the rule it should always be in a bottle?
You know how much this was?
Isn't the gift always supposed to be in a bottle? Shouldn't it always be a beverage?
You know how much this was?
You know something? Speaking of, I stopped bringing booze back. We made an exception because we got the monkey shoulder in Paris. But I always, I have more mishaps bringing bottles back or breaking bottles in my luggage, which is horrific.
You got to wrap it with sacks. That's what.
Yeah.
Joe, here's my receipt. That's my expense report. I want to be
$1.99.
Listen, I'm gonna put this in right here. This is very curious because in Hawaii, when you go to Hawaii, right, hamburgers are like $22 because it's an island. Yeah. This is $1.99.
So that's
value.
$1.99 in Hawaii is like 29 cents.
Literally the only thing in the entire island you can buy for that price. That's very telling, Chris.
Jamie, you want to read the ingredients?
Yes.
Kodair says even Connor wouldn't eat that, and Connor would eat quite a few.
Connor, I don't know if Connor ate those.
I can't. It's all rubbed out because.
So that might have been the sweat.
Yes. All kinds of recipes.
Chris rubbed it out.
Oh god. So
now it's hard to read.
I have one. So I can't believe I was.
Chris, totally changing the topic. You've been a world traveler and everywhere else. Where do you rate this Hawaii trip with all the other stuff you've done? Not with the food, please.
Well, this one was pretty cool because it was with the entire family and my two boys had their girlfriends with them. So we were a party of seven. We rented two Jeeps.
Oh, wow.
And we were on the go the entire vacation. It was a blast to be with the whole family, and just
something when you're on your deathbed you'd be thinking back at.
Yeah, that's awesome. It's pretty cool.
That is really awesome.
Can I bring it back around to who said the makeup and was hit with a big powder puff?
Yes.
Did that research suggested, and the answer is I think the answer we're looking for is Milton Berle, but it also talks about doing it in the Family Guy and HR Puff and Stuff.
What's HR Puff?
It's a
kid's
show.
It's a
kid's
show.
Is that like a teddy bear or something?
No.
It's like a big
makeup. You know something? I think it might have been in the Bugs Bunny cartoons too.
Is there a clip? Is there a clip?
They said they couldn't find
like the coyote and the robot.
Oh, here's a clip of Milton Berle, yeah. But not
we'll have to post that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good Chris, you could use that for one of your 10 o'clock posts that you haven't been doing recently.
I was on vacation. Once I get reimbursed $1.99,
your much union telling you not to. Post, you'll be back.
Speaking, I'm looking forward to speaking with Kimberly about Paris because she lived in Paris for 10 years. Kate and I went there a couple of years ago, and it was
back,
right? 2 years. Why does it say
today's price? That's what I said, right?
Yeah. Why does it say today's price?
One of our weddings. One of our 3 year weddings.
It fluctuates based on the rice commodities.
Oh. I can read that.
Rice futures. It was the rice futures. Rice futures were up that day.
Let's put it this way. The condo that we rented came with a a rice cooker.
Oh, my.
Some places have coffee makers in the room. They had rice cookers.
They had a rice cooker. They get a lot of people from Japan because of the location. But just to put it into perspective. But these things flew off the shelf. I swear to God, people were going into the
like a
ABC
Kit Kat
store.
Bar instead.
It's an ABC store.
I don't think it flew off, it fell off.
No, I think that I could see if it was freshly prepared and you had a little bit of soy sauce that you could dunk it in.
It's only 6
days old. I would do the
old
chicken. I'm not see? Sure.
What?
Spam.
The right. Teriyaki right. Chicken was
yeah.
outstanding.
Right. Maybe,
yeah.
But spam.
But they're huge on spam. Like you go to breakfast, you don't get bacon, you get spam.
It's probably because it's easier to going back decades, probably
Samoans.
Easy to, you put salt on meat and salt and cheese, it preserves it for a long. Fish, same thing, preserves it for a long time.
Yes, Pamela, they are your nautical mega.
What's the... Yeah, Pam. Yeah, we talked. We talked about that, Pam. What is the prize? You just posted the thing about the prize. Do we have a prize?
You said the cookies.
Okay, good. All right. I thought we weren't going to give away the cookies. I didn't.
In a Dunkin' Donuts, I just put it right here. Actually, this is the prize. Yeah, I have.
Okay, put that up there. That's the prize.
I'm sharing right now.
That's going to be the prize.
Lost them.
Pamela must have just joined us because she didn't see the segment where we talked about this stuff. All right. How many shares do we have?
We have 12.
12?
12.
11,
okay.
10,
9, 8. So I'm going to give people an opportunity to share it right now for, I think we're going to do 5 of the Emerson signature cookies. Jimmy, can you put them in front of the camera quickly? Yes. So I'll give you 1 minute to share the podcast and type shared to win 5 of the Emerson Inn signature cookies.
Yes.
We're counting. They were delicious.
We're counting down right now. The dog
is we have extra spam. Can you eat spam?
No, don't give the dog that. A perfect shot, Jimmy.
Yeah, that's a good
okay,
one.
We just picked so another person, Chris Thompson,
I
just shared it.
Yeah, I already had Chris.
Oh, okay. Oh, he's looking for a double share, double thing. So if you share the podcast, type in shared, you'll be entered to win 5 Emerson signature cookies. All right, I'm going to come around.
And Chris is not going to carry those whole bits.
No, because people aren't going to share it if you do that. Angela Boudreau.
So 13. Well,
how do you know? They might like mashubi.
They're not going to eat the shaboobie.
Wait, I know that song. Shaboobie.
All right, I'm gonna put our magic random general.
14.
Ed Collin. Ed Collin.
See, Ed wants the mashubi.
Ed is away. Okay, we're gonna have a special drawing of only one person for the mashubi, and Ed Collin's the only one.
I'll leave it in the mailbox.
Okay. You know, we could leave these prizes at Main Street Art and Antiques for people to pick up.
Oh, that's probably not
the way,
a bad idea.
That'd probably be the way to go. Yeah. It's downtown Main Street.
All right. So not mention where they should pick up their prizes.
I'd be remiss. Because I think that'll be the move going forward. And then if they don't pick it up by the end of the week, I'll call David Cox and say, is it left over? And then we'll put it back into the prize pack.
Perfect.
Ed called, as Joey knows, I'll eat anything. That is true. How many do we have, Pat?
14.
Okay.
Jimmy, look at this is 6th cookie, Joe.
Not the mashubi.
Yes, I was counting how many you were sitting over there. Yet.
All right, I'm gonna. So 14 shares. I'm gonna go right
you have to only 4 cookies.
Tell me when I'm in the shop.
Okay.
What's on the thing is not the winner. I'm gonna pick it right
there.
Is it in focus?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is the winner. Number ten
is Susan Casey Lipset.
Oh, okay.
Can we ship them to her?
She's in town. So okay, she can pick a winner. Susan can pick a winner, and we'll stick around for that. And well, thank you all for joining us. If you want to have a wedding, there are dates available at the Emerson Inn. You can find that on the Emerson Inn website.
Or company event.
And we're gonna. Pat, you get the prize.
Oh, thank you, Susan. I love you.
Plus, Susan.
And after the wedding, you need a place to stay and rent and buy. Come see Kate.
If you love this area. And you're thinking about moving here, even if it's not for a couple of years, but you just want to get in touch with someone and have a conversation, Kate is more than welcome to have a conversation with you. And she is really easy to talk to. can you put her email address? That wasn't dirty. Why does everything have to be dirty? He's terrible. You're a terrible person.
My comment wasn't dirty.
Did you?
Anyway.
No.
Call me.
Call
anyway,
me.
Anyway. Just saying.
Are you having a hard time with getting her?
I'm trying to find it again in the list to do it, make it easier, but there it is.
Okay.
I got it. Copy paste.
There it is. All right. Thank you, Kimberly. Kimberly says, such a great treat to have the Good Morning Gloucester gang here at the Emerson Inn. Nice. Friendly, fun, and full of information.
Well done.
Truly look forward to hosting a white party. Welcome old friends and new celebrations to bring people together for memorable moments. All right, that's the podcast. Thank you, guys. Have a great day, everybody.
Peace.